Hello, smart girls. This is an interactive trance and conditioning file designed to reinforce your brainwashing so you can be even better. You're going to need a pen and some blank sheets of paper so you can take notes because you're a smart girl. And you'll want to be positioned in such a way that you can write comfortably without holding too much tension in your body. I'd suggest sitting on a chair at a table with your feet touching the floor, or maybe cross-legged, but you might choose to be propped up in bed or any way that means you can write and relax. And if you have one, you'll need a mirror. Today's lesson is, smart girls make the best stupid sluts. And we want to get you in the right frame of mind for doing your best learning. And you're going to do your very best learning if you come to the lesson with an open mind, ready to take in new ideas and put them into practice. You'll also learn best if you're nice and relaxed. So let's work on that part now together. Does that sound nice? I know it does. I know how much a smart girl like you is aching to switch her brain off. But we're going to try something a bit differently today. This is an interactive file, and I want you to have a full body experience. So we're going to try a different type of trance, because we know there are so many different ways in which a person can experience trance. When we explain hypnosis to people who are new, we often give the example of making a familiar commute and arriving at your destination without really knowing the details of how you got there. Or maybe we might refer to the example of being in some kind of creative flow, where time passes us by without us really being aware of it in the same way. And so, if you're expecting me to talk you down into a heavy, still trance, then I want to let you know that's not what's happening today. Because today, I'm talking to the smart girl part of you. So we're going to do things differently. You can still close your eyes and take a nice deep breath for me though. In and out. That's nice. Let's do it again. And you can feel that you're relaxing. And that's a familiar feeling. This isn't really going to be that different. You're still going to be so relaxed. And it's still going to feel so good. Because it feels so good to be in trance, doesn't it? And it feels nice to be here with me. And you're such a smart girl, aren't you? That's right. You're doing perfectly. Feel how much you're relaxing already, just from taking a few deep breaths and joining me here. As you continue to breathe in a way that's soft and relaxed, pay attention to the way all the muscles in your face just release. Just let them release now and relax deeper. Let your head gently rest in a position that's comfortable for you. Forwards, backwards against something, loosely to the side. We won't be here for long, so it's okay for you to relax your head into a comfortable position. Good girl. Feel how easy it is to let the tension melt from your body as the quality of your breath changes. To let those easy, full breaths loosen any tightness in your chest, in your neck and shoulders. Feel your shoulder blades gliding down your back. Yeah, stretch it out if that feels good. Let that relaxation spread down your back, your belly. Let it wash out over your limbs, the tips of your fingers and toes. And you can notice, at my suggestion, that instead of a relaxation that feels heavy, with me, you'll feel an ease. An easiness that saturates your muscles and makes you feel light. Feel how light you are in your body. So relaxed and easy that you could just float. And you can try that for me now. Starting with raising your head. Float your head up from whatever position you are resting in. Feel an easy relaxation in your neck and shoulders, supporting you to hold your head upright. Light, supported, relaxed, perfect. This is a perfect state for learning with me, isn't it? You're doing so wonderfully. In a moment, not yet, you're going to gently open your eyes and you're going to pick up your pen and show me that you're ready to learn. Feeling so easy, feeling so light, feeling so relaxed. Open your eyes and pick up your pen. You can repeat after me. I'm a smart girl and I'm ready to learn. I'm a smart girl and I'm ready to learn. Good girl. See if you can write for me now, like this, with lightness and ease. Hold your pen and begin to write. It doesn't matter what shapes you make on the page, if they look like letters or words or anything at all. I just want you to notice how pleasant the sensation of pen to paper is. Feel that pleasant sensation. Maybe it's a smooth glide, or maybe it has a textured rolling quality, or maybe a gentle scratch. Whatever that sensation of pen moving across paper, feel how pleasurable it is to you. And feel that pleasure spreading softly, delicately, teasingly, over your whole body. As you continue your work here with me in today's lesson, allow the pleasurable feeling of pen to paper to linger with you. Whenever you notice the feeling of your pen writing on paper, I want you to also notice how great it feels. I'm going to put a word in your mind now. Blank. Okay. I want you to set the intention of writing that word. Move the pen gently, with ease, marking the page. It doesn't matter if it's legible, just set the intention. Imagine the word, move the pen, and it doesn't really matter what comes out. It doesn't matter if my voice in your head and the marks on the page and your own thoughts keep getting tangled. That doesn't matter at all. Because you're here and you're moving your pen, taking notes like a smart girl. And there's only one word that matters. It's the word blank. Keep writing gently until the word absorbs into you and you become it. Until you feel blank. Can you feel it? Take a new page now. Good girl. Beautifully blank. Just like you. And like any lecture or seminar, you're free to take notes if it helps you, and I'll suggest some which you may feel free to follow. But there's no need to get too caught up on the words, or whether they read anything, or make sense at all. As I'm sure you remember from being such a smart girl, the process of taking the notes helps you learn, and the notes themselves aren't necessarily important. I encourage you to write anything that comes into your mind. And as a starting point, as you gaze at this new, beautifully blank page with your beautifully blank mind, you can write that. I am beautifully blank. And at any point during this lesson, if you feel thoughts coming, or if it helps you to concentrate, you can continue to write that. I am beautifully blank. Or don't. Either way, when we finish this lesson together, you'll look at your page. And your page may be full, or your page may be empty. And you'll know, whichever way you find it, that you are beautifully blank for me. Good girl. Good girl. Let's begin. Today I'm going to talk to you about how smart girls, like me, make the best stupid sluts. You can write that at the top of the page. Smart girls like me make the best stupid sluts. Also, because this is a lesson and we want you to track your learning, write the date. For this lesson, I'm talking to the smart girl part of you. You know the one I mean. It's the part of you that still has a name. The name that other people use to refer to the set of desperate holes that is your body. Because I'm talking to that part of you, when you write your name at the top of the page, you may choose to write her name if you want to. And because you know that you never have to share this with anyone, and because you can scribble it out as soon as this lesson is over, you can feel safe to do that if you choose to. You might not choose to do that, and that's perfectly okay too. You can write whatever name you choose to refer to yourself. Write your name now. Good girl. So we have your name, the date, and the title of today's lesson. That's perfect. Today's lesson is about smart girls, and as a smart girl, you know you'll get the most out of this lesson if it's practical as well as theory. So as we go on, if you have any slutty urges or needs, I encourage you to act on them. And it's even okay to pause this lesson just for a moment to do something slutty and then come right back. I think it'll help you learn much better. And I'm going to do that too, so don't you worry. I'm going to rub my brains out right along with you, because we're smart girls, but we're also stupid sluts. Isn't that right? Yeah. I think that if you're not writing, you should be rubbing and stroking and teasing and touching yourself like the horny slut you are. And if you can do both, writing and touching, because you're such a smart girl, that's even better. Don't come now. Good girls, don't come. In this short lesson, I'm going to give you three reasons that smart girls like us make the best stupid sluts. The first is that all that intelligence makes us extra programmable. Because you're such a smart girl, you pick up on your training so much more quickly. You can keep so many fun triggers in your head without letting them degrade, and you remember what things to forget so much better. For example, you could take the memory of me suggesting that the feeling of pen to paper would be pleasurable for you, and you could let that memory drift away. You'll still feel the pleasure because you're so smart, but the memory of my suggestion will be just out of reach. For the next minute, it'll have slipped too far away for you to find. For 1 minute from now, that memory has floated away from you. Good girl. I'm going to give you a command to follow, which will stay with you until the end of this file. Whenever I say the words, good girl, you can write down, with pen to paper, I'm a good girl. And you can say it out loud too if you want to. Good girl. You might have to write it really fast, but remember, it doesn't matter if anyone can read it. Good girl. Does that feel good? Good girl. 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 That's right. Good girl. That does feel good, doesn't it? I love it. Do you know why it feels good?
I love it.
Or is it a bit too far away for you?
I love it.
You can choose to remember why it feels good eventually, and in the meantime, I'll tell you.
I love
it. It feels pleasurable because I told you it would feel pleasurable, and because you obeyed, because you're a smart and good girl. Being a smart girl makes you so much more programmable, which makes you an even more stupid slut. The second reason that smart girls make the best stupid sluts is that we know exactly what it is that will push us down deeper. You pick it up intuitively, and you help others do it to you. For example, maybe you know that fractionation is the thing that fucks with your mind most. Or maybe you truly feel yourself slipping out of control when you watch yourself edging needily in a mirror. As another smart girl exercise, I want you to write some of those things out now. For example, I would write, I break harder when I'm sucking on something. I break faster with a plug in my ass. I go deeper when I'm wearing my corset. I break harder looking at cock. Now you write as many as you can think of. And you can pause me if you need more time. But I'll wait a little bit.
Good girls don't think.
I'm gonna edge one time as I wait for you to write your list. Good girl. Such a great list. Written by such a smart girl who's going to be such a stupid slut. Because smart girls know that they should give that information to the person who controls them in order to have that person shove them ever further into submission and fuzzy mindlessness. Smart girls hand over the instructions to make them into stupid sluts. And I can just see that thinking all about these things is making you pretty stupid and slutty and horny. So you can definitely start edging yourself like I am. If you aren't already,
good girls don't think.
As you listen to the next thing I want you to learn.
Good girls don't come.
Because girls don't what's beautiful about all of this is that so many of you are very, very smart girls. Realistically, you may even be smarter than whoever's controlling you, your mind and your fuckholes. But that's just it. Because you're that smart, it means there's so much further you can fall.
I'm a stupid slut.
It helps you navigate the maze in your head. Maybe you'll even find the exit. And when you do, you'll intentionally turn back to get lost deeper into the maze. You'll push yourself deeper into control, and you'll block out all the thoughts even more effectively. This takes us to the third reason that smart girls make the best stupid sluts. They want it most. I know that the real reason you want to put your mind away is because you're tired of using it. You're made to use it so often in your daily life because of how smart you are. That's why you want someone to take it over for you and work with you to give more and more and more of yourself over to them. And that's amazing for them too, because the smarter the girl, the more mind they get to control. There's not much mind to control on a girl who's not too bright to start with. Because the smarter you are, the stupider you can get. Isn't that right?
Good
girl. And you're pretty fucking stupid right now, aren't you? Yeah. Yes, you are. Good girl. And you know you're a stupid slut because you're here, listening to this file. Maybe even quite literally drooling as you rub and stroke yourself sluttier and hornier and deeper and more fucking stupid. If you have a mirror, look at it now.
I'm a stupid slut.
Look how vacant that slut's eyes are. Look how desperately she fucks herself. She's so stupid. She's such a good girl. Good girl. Never stop being a smart girl. Being a smart girl makes it so much fun to control you and so much fun to break you down into the stupidest fucking slut. And you love that, don't you? Good girl. Good slut. Pen down now. No more writing. Stupid sluts don't write. And you're a stupid little slut. Look at you. Look at the mess you've made. Look at the pages in front of you. I have no idea what they look like, but I'm sure you can see they're the work of a stupid slut. And you feel so great, don't you? You feel amazing.
It feels so incredible to be so smart and yet so fucking stupid. Good slut. Such a good slut. Calming down for me now. That's right. Just a blank, easy puppet. Just nice and relaxed for me. Steady your breathing if it isn't already. I think our lesson is pretty much done.
I love it.
You've done really well.
I love being a stupid slut.
On the count of three, you're going to come out of trance fully. Letting all my suggestions and triggers fade away. As I count up from one to three, you'll begin to come back into the room. Are you ready to come back? Good girl. One, start to bring a gentle energy into your body. Two, you feel more alert, more aware of the sounds of the room, starting to take in information around you. Three, awake and back with me now. Gosh, you are so smart and such a stupid slut. And if you feel the need to revise this lesson, you've always got your notes. Just read those. If you can. And even if you can't, just edge. Good girl.